Welcome to your Week in Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, this weekend it's about film. Talk to me about the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
Okay, so the Plaza Classic Film Festival, this is its ninth year in El Paso. It's a huge event. They see, I believe, 40,000 people over this 10-day period where they
show... Now, it's 10-day. It's not a weekend thing.
It's not a weekend thing. It's 10 days. They screen over 100 films, and these are classic films that you guys may have heard of, like The Goonies, Dracula, Annie Hall, Rocky. Those are just some that are going to be screened at this year's film festival. And they also have some special guests that they're going to... that are going to be speaking at this event, as well as a tribute to Giant, this motion picture that featured Liz Taylor, Rock Hudson, Carol Baker, that was filmed in Marfa, Texas, which isn't too far from El Paso. So they're having this huge free exhibit on this film. And it costs between $4 to $10, depending on when you go, what movies you see. It's really affordable.
Now, this is going to be held in various locations in addition to the Plaza Theater, so you definitely want to pick up the post so that you can see where you can go check out the films.
Yes.
Okay, now let's move on to a little day trip, a cool day trip in a way, because it's a little bit cool up in Lincoln. It's Old Lincoln Days time.
Yeah, Old Lincoln Days. This one sounds like a bunch of fun because it's over the weekend, Friday through Sunday. And what it is they basically recreate the 1870s. You're like taking a trip back into time by going to this event. It is in Lincoln. It's a Lincoln Historic Site. So if you've never been to Lincoln, it's a little bit past Ruidoso. I'd say in between Ruidoso and Roswell, but it's really more past Ruidoso, a little closer there. So like you said, it is worth a day trip to go. It draws 7,000 visitors each year, and they're going to be having demonstrations, blacksmithing. There's going to be dancing, gunfighters. Based on the photos, it is a really colorful event. One of our editors walked by when I was looking at pictures of it, and she was just like, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. So
okay, so that's taking place this today
weekend.
Through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today and Saturday and on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, let's look ahead towards next week. Wednesday is the night market on Main Street.
Yeah, so this has been really successful. And you know what? I feel like it's been cooling down a little bit here in Las Cruces. So it makes the evenings even more enjoyable to be out and about. So it's from 5 to 9 on Wednesday. Be sure to get there early. Arts and crafts vendors, food, of course, and the live entertainment this week are Lucha Libre.
Yeah. Lucha Libre. Now, I went last year, and I had an absolute blast. You know, the wrestlers really put on a good show. It's a good Lucha Libre show, and it's a lot of fun. If you've ever not had an opportunity to see Lucha Libre, this is definitely something that's worthwhile doing.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've heard really good things, like you said, about last year's event, so should be fun.
Okay.
Free, of course.
Now, in the taste for your impulse, talk to me about Solo's Grab and Go.
So if you know where DG's Deli used to be, right across from the university, that's where Solo's Grab and Go is now. It is a really awesome place because there's nothing over $6 there. So if you're on a tight budget, you're going to get some good food for really inexpensive prices. So they have a variety of stuff. They're open for breakfast. So you get burrito. Breakfast burritos are an option. They also, in addition, for lunch, have like brisket plates, enchiladas, burritos that are a little more savory burritos. And you have nachos, brisket nachos, different kinds of meat options. Really, really nice. You have side dishes as well, of course. And the plates are really what are $6. So you get a full meal, $6 at this plate. Or if you have a little bit tighter money, you can spend a little bit less. But definitely worth the trip to check it out. I've heard good things. We have one person in the newsroom that's already been there. So
okay, well, let's check that out. Solo's Grab and Go. Lorena, have a good weekend.
Thank you, too.
And hope you get out into the cool.
Yes.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.